High FM 101.9 megahertz of life.
So as I mentioned earlier, there was a lot of conversation, and there's been a lot of conversation around people posting their children's photos, back to school photos, holiday photos on Facebook. I happen to like it because I think it is warm and positive and what it really should be about. But apparently there are some major concerns about our kids' safety because that apparently provides people with a lot of info and can do their worst. Sarah Hoffman is an expert on digital wellness, digital citizenship and digital parenting. Sarah Hoffman, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Howard. Lovely to be here.
So it's really quite a, to me, it's an incredibly sad topic because there is nothing more positive than seeing people's family photos and photos of kids going back to school and the new year. And somehow, apparently it's not so cool anymore.
So I wouldn't say it's not so cool. And I wouldn't say categorically don't post photos of your kids, but mm-hmm. I would say, you know, there are some safety guidelines that you've got to keep in mind. And I think before we get into what those are, I hear you that it's a bit kind of a sad state of affairs when we know we now have to think about whether we post things that are warm and fuzzy. But the reality is this, you know, social media happened to all of us and now, you know, it all happens so quickly. And now we have to kind of stop, pause, recalibrate, think about how we use it and then use it better. So I'm not saying we can't, but I am saying there's some things to keep in mind.
Right. So does it also depend? I mean, for example, my social media is very open because of a profile that I have, my writing and all of that. So I don't post pictures of family and children on mine. Other people's children as well, even if we've been part of something together, because I know that I have no control really over who sees the images on my feeds. Is that a relevant factor?
I mean, absolutely. I think we do have to remember that the minute something's posted on any kind of public platform, we relinquish in control. That mm-hmm. being said, you know, it's not to say that if you do post some family photos on Facebook that you know, it's all or nothing. There are ways that you can mitigate that. So for example, you might have a private profile, which I mean, I think everybody should have unless, you know, like you're a public figure, you need to, for work reasons, have a public profile. But, you know, even then you could have a second profile, for example, if you wanted to share private. With that, and so important is to be selective about who you allow to follow you, because it's all very well having a private profile. If you have 3,000 people following you, definitely not 3,000 people you would want seeing your kids in their swimming costumes on Pleasant Day, you know? So, and then, you know, now there's also, you know, the platforms are changing all the time, but there's little tricks that, you know, for instance, even on an individual post level, and I'm talking about Facebook, because I think this is probably the Facebook and Instagram on a parenting level are probably the two relevant. We're not all quite TikToking just yet, but I'm sure watch this space. But, like even on Facebook, for example, you can curate a specific view list of a specific post or, you know, photo post. There are things you can do, but we always do need to keep in mind that once something is public, you know, it just takes one person taking a screenshot and it's not that private anymore.
So I've seen a trend now that people are blurring out school badges and what is all of this about? What am I missing here?
So I think, look, one of the biggest risks really about posting when it comes to our children is predators and giving information away to online predators. And to really bring it home, you know, it sounds ridiculous. Like, what difference does it make if my child's school badge is made visible? But it's just one piece of information that can often make such an easy in for a predator in a more casual context. For example, your child's on a chat on Discord or they're gaming in Roblox. And someone, you know, the modus operandi of an online predator is to start with very gentle, casual, light conversation and to sound and look and appear and behave exactly as if they are someone your child would want to speak to. So an opening line might be, oh, I saw you at, you know, Red Hill, or I saw you at King David, or I saw you at Johns, I know someone, I also play rugby, that's so cool. It's just a piece of information to give away that might make a really easy in. The other risk, you know, in South Africa and globally also is this, is it becoming an increased, very real risk of kidnapping. And again, another piece, that school badge is another, a piece of information that we don't necessarily need strangers to have. So that, that blurring of the badge, whether it's on a school cap or a tog bag or a school uniform or blazer, whatever it be, is one way of sharing, but in a safer way. And there are other ways, which I'm happy to talk through.
So let's talk about those, because it's it's very clear to me that parents really aren't sure what to do. What should they be? You know, and in the minute you see somebody blurring a badge and you think, okay, that's what I have to do, but we don't really understand what's going on around there.
Parents are perpetually conflicted because, as you rightfully said in the beginning, you know, it is an it's happy. It's an expression of our identity. Children are an extension of ourselves. So, you know, it's also where we can connect with family who, you know, increasingly are living across the globe. But we do have to, as we've said, you know, be mindful of the risks. So we've spoken about having a private account as a way of mitigating the risk. You are going to share, be very selective about who follows you and who it's visible to, and make sure at a very minimum that your account is private. We also spoke about if there are identifying things such as a school badge to blur those out. Another piece of identifying information is location information. So that could be a geotag.
That's important.
Name of a school. Often those are settings that the platforms put by default. So you often have to manually remove the location. I would also say if you know, absolute basic digital etiquette, if you're posting of somebody else's child, always ask permission.
100%.
It's just the one thing to do. We really need to get in the habit of that, whether it's back to school, whether it's holiday, whether it's matric dance, make sure, you know, you've got permission. And very importantly, I would say that, you know, perhaps not a risk in terms of online predators, but a risk in terms of your trust and your relationship with your own child, which is the most important thing when it comes to managing
I was just thinking about that, because I have been killed sometimes for posting a photo of my daughter who's no longer a child, but simply because she didn't consider it flattering. But the reality is the message is right. It's actually not for me to post her photo without her permission. So unless I've got authorization for that, it's not for me to do. Oh, sorry. Broke up for a minute.
Absolutely. The minute you're old enough. Can you hear me?
We can. Go ahead.
Can you hear me now? Great. So I'd say so important, the minute your child is old enough to have that conversation, and it's probably younger than you think, ask them, how do you feel when I post pictures? Do you feel embarrassed? Are there any pictures you don't want to be posting photos of? We do talks at schools frequently at Click, the company I run. Mm-hmm. And I can't tell you how many kids put up their hands when I say, who feels embarrassed when your mom or dad posts a photo of you online? And so many hands go up. So definitely have that conversation. And then, of course, the last guideline, you know, it sounds obvious, but it actually isn't. Absolutely nothing embarrassing and absolutely no naked nude pictures, even if it's adorable at the time. You know, it might be your little toddler in the bath, which is absolutely delicious, and we know, or your child running naked on the beach. You know, it's not, unfortunately, the world we live in, it's not seen in the same light by some really dodgy people in the dark corners of the web. So we really just think the most important things, really, really consider everything you're posting. What information are you giving away? Who are the people that might see it? Who's that unintended audience? And get consent from your child the minute they're old enough to have that conversation.
Absolutely right. Some very sensible advice. Sarah Hoffman, she's an expert on digital wellness, digital citizenship, and digital parenting.